Let us pray. On this Vocation Sunday, we pray for vocations to the ordained ministry. Almighty God, you have entrusted to your Church a share in the ministry of your Son, our great High Priest. Inspire by your Holy Spirit the hearts and minds of many to offer themselves for the sacred ministry, that, strengthened by his power, they may work for the increase of your kingdom and set forward the eternal praise of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for our parish church of St. Columba's at this time. We pray for all those who are involved in the life, work, and ministry of this parish, giving thanks for their enormous contribution. We pray for all those young people who are preparing for and sitting examinations during these days and weeks. And we pray for those who have concluded their examinations and are now waiting for their results. We pray for them, their parents and families, their teachers and tutors and lecturers at this time. We pray for Timmy Acheson, who will shortly be cycling from Cork to Coleraine to raise money for the British Heart Foundation, offering financial support to this most important organisation, not least following the very tragic death of his sister-in-law Claire some time ago. We pray for all of their family at this time of bereavement, and we pray that the cycle will go well, that it will be well supported, and we give thanks for the response of the select vestry of this church to make a financial contribution as part of our mission and charity allocations for this year to this important work. Almighty God, prosper with your blessing, O Lord, the work to which you've called us in this parish, and strengthen the hands of all who serve you. Make our worship more worthy, our witness more effective, our lives more holy, and inspire us all with fresh zeal in the furtherance of your kingdom, for the honour of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As Christian Aid Week draws to a close, we pray that we may continue to do all that we can to support the great work that Hazel Reed has encouraged us to contribute to throughout her earthly life. We give thanks for the great coordination this year done by Joy Stevenson and her team, and for the opportunity all of us have to support the work of Christian Aid. God, our Father, we thank you for your compassion and care for all your children. Give us a deeper understanding of the needs of our suffering brothers and sisters in the world, and implant in our hearts your love of justice, truth, and mercy. Transform our complacency into concern, and our concern into action, and accept the service we offer in partnership with our fellow Christians in other lands, as together we walk in the footsteps of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for all those who were ill at this time, remembering especially those known to us. In particular, we pray for those who are recovering from surgical procedures during these past days, and we pray for those who've got medical appointments in the days to come. We pray for all doctors and nurses and all members of the medical profession, giving thanks for their work at this challenging and difficult time. We continue to pray for all those who are bereaved in our parish, that they may know, Lord, of your comfort and strength to sustain them. Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick and suffering, and for those who are bereaved. Help them to know your love, that they may seek strength from you and find peace in your presence, this day and always, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we've marked Ascension Day last Thursday, and we are waiting, like those first disciples, for the coming of the Holy Spirit next Sunday, Pentecost, we praise you, O God, because you have exalted your Son, Jesus Christ, to your right hand and bestowed on him the name above all names, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Wherefore, our Father, accept our homage, our adoration, our thanksgiving, and grant that we, with those of every tongue, may confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to your honour and glory. Amen. We join in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give you. Let us pray. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Of the risen Christ. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.